onto the street, out on the street. There was people milling about all the time. There was a piper sitting on his chair. His name was Willie Clancy and turned out to be one of the great pipers in the Irish tradition. Here's Willie Clancy playing the Roisin Dubh. Great Willie Clancy playing the Roisin Dubh. He'd be sitting on a chair out on the street, people all milling about and crowding about him. And, you know, we talk about in America in the mountains the high lonesome sound. You can hear where this sound comes from. It's a keening, very sad kind of a sound that the pipes have. And this comes from the soul of Ireland, I must say. But it's not all tears. And, well, it's can be a lot of fun as well. Here's a jig by Willie Clancy. I buried my wife and danced on her grave. I buried my wife and danced on her grave. Willie Clancy there. It was just a wonderful, wonderful tune. And if you went up the street even just a bit further, not much further, you would have run into this pair, John Sheehan, who played the fiddle, and Barney McKenna, who played plectrum banjo. And Barney and Sean were part of a group that was newly formed that Peggy Jordan had helped put together called the Dubliners. And Ethan and I latched on to Barney and Sean, and here's a couple of tunes from them. Let's see, what do we got? Coolies Reel, The Dawn, and The Mullingar Races by Barney McKenna and John Sheehan. Barney McKenna and John Sheehan there. I was absolutely floored by Barney's banjo playing. I'd never heard anything like it. You know, you could hear it would be matching a Scruggs-style picker for the speed and accuracy, but he was doing it with a flat pick on four strings. And just a great character. Barney was a phone lineman in real life, and he'd get a few jars in him sometimes and climb a telephone pole just for recreation. And as I say, Ethan Signer and I latched on to John and Barney, and we wound up traveling from the Fla in Scariff on down to Milltown Malbay. We hitchhiked all the way to Milltown Malbay, which was Willie Clancy's hometown and where the party went on for more or less of another week. So let's have a couple more from John and Barney. McKenna and Sean Sheehan there. John Sheehan, I keep calling him Sean, he's John Sheehan. And as I say, we just loved their playing and spent a lot of time with them, Ethan Signer and myself. And we got so that we could play along with them so pretty well. And as my listeners up here in Vermont will know, that a lot of this music is very familiar to you in the contra dance world. And it traveled, this is where it came from. So at the end of, I suppose, 8 or 10 days of nonstop going at it, I finally retreated and I found my way back to Dublin. I was staying at Peggy Jordan's house, and it was always something going on. And my time was drawing to a close, but she said, oh, we have to go up to this pub in Wicklow in the mountains outside of Dublin. There's a singer you have to hear. And he was another member of the group she was pulling together, the Dubliners. And you'll hear his voice in a moment, and it's just a very, very an unforgettable voice. Let's put it that way. The voice of Ronnie Drew. ¶¶
I've won a hero's name with McAlpine and Costain, with Fitzpatrick, Murphy, Ash and Wimpy's gang. I've been off and on the road, on me way to draw the dole, when there's nothing left to do for Johnny Lang. I used to think that God made the mixer picking hard, so that Paddy might know hell above the ground. I've had gangers big and tough tell me tear it all out rough, when you're building up and tearing England down. In a tunnel underground, a young Limerick man was found. He was built into the new Victoria line. When the bonus gang had passed, sticking through the concrete cast was the face of little Charlie Joe Devine. And the ganger man McGurk said Big Paddy aged the work, when the gas main burst and he flew off the ground. They swear, he said, don't slack, I'll not be there until I'm back. Keep on building up and tearing England down. I remember Carrier Jack with his heart upon his back. We swore he'd one day set the world on fire. But his face they've never seen since his shovel it cut clean through the middle of the big high tension wires. Oh, I saw old Balls McCall from the big flyover fall into a concrete mixer spinning round. Though it was not his intent, he got a fine head of cement when he was building up and tearing England down. I was on the Hydro Dam on the day that Jack McCann got the better of his stammer in a week. He fell from the shuddering jam, and that poor old stuttering man, he was never ever more inclined to speak. Oh, no more like Robin Hood when he roamed through Cricklewood, or danced around the pubs in Camden Town. Now let no man complain, sure no Pat can die in vain when he's building up and tearing England down. So come all you navvies bold, who may think that English gold is just waiting to be taken from each sod. Or the likes of you and me could ever get an OBE or a knighthood for good service to the hod. They've the concrete master race to keep you in your place, and the ganger man to kick you to the ground. If you ever try to take a part of what the bosses make when you're building up and tearing England down.
Ronnie Drew, the one and only Ronnie Drew, and I was hearing him for the first time in a pub up in the Wicklow Mountains, and it was a similar scene to the one in Scariff with Liam Clancy and Joe Heaney. The place was jammed, and Ronnie had the place in the palm of his hand, and he was a true dub. This is the soul, heart and soul of Dublin in his voice, and this is his most famous song that he's identified with, the All Triangle.
Oh, a hungry feeling came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And the Old Triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. To begin the morning, the screw was bawling, get up, you bowsy, and clean up your cell. And the Old Triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Now the screw was peeping as the lag lay sleeping, dreaming about his girdle Sal. And the Old Triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Up in the female prison, there are 75 women and among them now I wish I did dwell. Then that old triangle could go jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. All along the banks of the Royal Canal.
The one and only Ronnie Drew, the old triangle. Well, that's going to do it for me today. I'm going to be listening to Sean Sheehan bring us out with the Merino Waltz. Sean and the Dubliners, Ronnie Drew of the Dubliners. This was my introduction to Ireland in person. I'd had the introduction previously from Carol Langstaff and her mother, Deanne Hamilton, on record. But in person, it was more than I could have ever imagined or bargained for. I figured I'd be back there any time. It took me till 1980 to do it again. Until next time, this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run.